Aztag, this is dictating on Marilyn Moody. The Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Marilyn Moody, M-O-O-D-Y, M as in Mary. Marilyn Moody, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Moody, date of birth is 3/22/48. And date of visit is date of visit is 9/12/23. Linda, copy for Chloe Kindred, C-H-L-O-E. C-H-L-O-E. Kindred is K-I-N-D-R-E-D-D-O. Chloe Kindred to you. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD. And lung nodules. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking, has previously been diagnosed to have COPD and emphysema, period. The patient also has previous CAT scans done which showed evidence of hyperinflation with bullous emphysema and a large granuloma in the right upper lobe. There were calcified mediastinal lymph nodes consistent with old granulomatous disease, period. The patient has no cough or wheezing but has some shortness of breath with activity and denies recent weight loss, denies any night sweats or myoptosis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes hypertension and history for aortic valve disease. She also has a history for hysterectomy, and she has had foot surgery times 4 and resection of a lymph node in the axillary region, which was benign. She also has history for Raynaud's phenomena, history of gastroesophageal reflux, and has a history for peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs and tetanus toxoid. Next paragraph, med list included to Protonix 40 milligrams daily, pravastatin 20 milligrams daily, Incruse Ellipta 1 puff daily. And history of I'm sorry. Incruse Ellipta 1 puff daily. Azelastin nasal sprays, 2 sprays in each nostril as needed. And losartan, 100 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur drugs and tetanus toxoid. Oh, I may have mentioned that, please. Next, family history. Mother had a history of breast cancer with metastasis. Father died of old age. Next paragraph. Habits, patients smoked 2 to 3 packs per day for 30 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. Next, system review of the patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. Denies she has vertigo, no hoarseness, and no nosebleeds. She has no hay fever, and she has shortness of breath and coughing spells, and denies any chest pains. She has she has occasional abdominal pains and constipation. She denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 124/70. Pulse is 65, respiration is 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 119, saturation 95. HE and D are normocephalic, pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Blood sounds diminished at the periphery with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, sonorous too. No murmur of the three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex the 1+, with no gross motor deficit. The cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, impression. Number one is COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two, lung nodules with old granulomatous disease. Number three is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest X-ray. PA and lateral. Also advised to use Atrovent inhaler 2 puffs, TIDPRN. She has a she was advised to do a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for yeah, you can cancel the copy, please. Thank you, Dr. Susan.